as
God
intended.
Let's go.
So much for these moments that we get. Oh, so beautiful. Aloha and welcome, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are never medicine. Instead, we're going to focus on love, logic, light, laughter, maybe even throw a little bit of that in there. Make sure that we are really espousing the medicine God intended for us all. Hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you might be, whether you're listening to this live or whether you're listening to this, I don't know, maybe on a replay, a podcast somewhere, hanging around, maybe cleaning the house a little bit, doing something, hopefully making some delicious food or something like that, wherever you might be. We are so grateful for you all coming on in and hanging out with us and stuff like that. You know, we've been talking behind the scenes, and really I've been talking and saying, look, I'm really done, everybody. And this is really me, so you can just point it at me. I'm done with this Q&A format. And not being in a rude way. I'm a teacher, and Dr. Jan is a teacher, and Nicola is a teacher, and Dr. Brian Artist is a teacher. We're teachers at heart. And that's what we do on our weekly radio shows. You know, we're sharing, you know, information from the heart for the betterment of all. And we want you to have your notebooks out and write something down, you know, and you can be multitasking. You do something, be doing something else, listen to us, and then write a couple of notes for yourself. Like, oh, that was interesting. I want to go look that up a little bit more. Like, we really want to tap into that student that lives within all of us, that curiosity about God's medicine and how can I understand how to integrate it and synergize with it a little bit more. And for me personally, I just feel like the Q&A format was really important for us in 2020 and even 2021, and maybe even parts of 2022, because there were so many people coming in to the healing sciences and natural medicine for the first time. And it's beautiful. We never thought, any of us thought, we were going to have this many people interested in God's medicine in our lifetime. So this is you are a blessing, believe me, beyond recognition to all of us. And the starting point is that curiosity, which is a question. You know, how can you tell a good student? They ask questions. You know what I mean? And so we've been getting a lot of really good questions. But for me as a teacher, I don't feel like we're getting the lessons taught. And so what I'm proposing to you all, we're going to try something new for at least a couple of weeks. We'll see how it works out. We might get some brushback. We get some brushback. I'm going to tell y'all, just remember, we are going to call the shots on this show. So just let you know, okay? But we do welcome the feedback, especially when it's constructive, loving, and positive. We're always going to welcome that feedback and do everything we can to incorporate it, because we do believe in community. And as community, you have a say in what we do. Not the say, but you definitely have a say in what we do. So what we want to do is turn Fridays into teaching sessions, all right? So what we're going to encourage you to do is go to America Out Loud, right? America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Go to our webpage, and instead of putting in your questions, and we'll work with the team over there and see about revamping it a little bit, but for the time being, until it gets revamped, we want you to put in topics that you would like us to talk about, and even a case. We'll do one topic every Friday, or a case on a topic, you know, where we can use it as a teaching experience for you. So you can have your notebooks out and you can learn something in depth instead of these cursory little short answers that don't really give the questions, in many cases, the granularity and clarity that they deserve. Natural medicine is beautiful, but if all we do is stay at this like really superficial level with it, you might get a little bit better, but you might not understand and get the full benefit. We want to go deeper now, and we want you to support us in going deeper on one topic instead of superficial on 10, 12, 15 topics on a show. I hope that makes sense for you, because the teacher in me has just been screaming the last couple of weeks, and it's like we are not going to get anywhere just answering surface level questions, and you are certainly not going to get to feel the power, the immense healing power of God's medicine if we stay at the surface. We got to start going deeper with what we do. So with that in mind, Dr. Brian Artis is on a trip. I think he said, where was he going, Dr. J, to London or something like that? Is that
London.
correct?
Yes, he's off to London
London, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah.
Engagements.
Well, yeah, you know, he's you know, Dr. Artis. He's all over the world,
In high
worldwide.
demand.
Right, high demand worldwide. We love him. Go do your thing, brother. We love you. We'll see you when you get back. Hopefully he's gonna, well, I don't, it's not hopefully, he's going to crush it.
Of
He's gonna
course.
be great. Yeah, of course, Brian Artis. So we're wishing him well. He'll be back hopefully next week with us. But this format, we want to play with you. We want to develop this with you together. So when you fill out that form on America Out Loud, instead of giving us a question, give us a topic that you'd like us to get into. Like today's topic is we're going to do get into tetanus. We're going to give you some really cool information and go deep on tetanus. But we want to get into a topic. We will welcome you giving us a case as well. Like you can give us the background. It's got to be super detailed if you give us something. Okay. I don't want little partial, things where we're like, I don't even know what to do with this. So give us detail if you're going to give us a case. We will not mention anybody's name anymore. So there will be no more names on here so that we can maintain your privacy. And we will not give out any details in what you've shared with us that maybe do also do it, but we'll do one per week. Instead of 15 surface level things, we're going to go deep on one thing per week. All right, healers.
It'll be good for
So
everybody.
thank you. It's going to be good for everybody. So getting started today. First segment, like we always do, let's go around the horn and figure out what did we do this week? What did we talk about? What are we excited to talk about? Because we want you breaking out those notebooks, y'all, and not breaking out your Trivial Pursuit questions that you corner somebody at a party with, right? Let's get into what healing really, really is. So Nicola, let's go ahead with you. How you doing today? And what did you talk about this week?
I am great and I'm excited about what you just talked about. So, anyways, and you know what else might be a good idea? If any of us have clients, again, we'll keep them anonymous, but sometimes I have a couple cases of my own clients where I was like, wow, I wonder what Henry would say. I wonder what Brian would say.
That's interesting. I do that too. I think, I'd love to get their
I'm
opinion,
like, I wonder
but
what
who knows?
Herb Jana would recommend.
Yeah,
So I think that would be
that's right.
really, really fun and a very cool idea. I'm excited about that. So, anyways, okay, what did I talk about? I kind of started a new series without planning doing a new series. I'm calling it Body Talk. And I just started getting into the topic. And then it just kind of grew. And I was like, oh, I could talk about that. And I could talk about that. And it just went into, and it's like, wow, this is going to be a couple of shows. So, body talk in the sense of, when people come, actually anywhere, it's not even in my office. I could be in the bank, I could be anywhere. I'm sure you guys do this too, but I constantly study humans
Yes.
anywhere I am. Somebody comes up and talks to me at a party, and I'm like, okay, they've got haziness on the outside of their eyes, congested lymphatic system. It's like the skin is really creepy. The hair's got that fuzzy, demineralized look to it. I can't turn that off. And it's not from a judgment or a critical standpoint, it's fascination. I'm fascinated by the body. It's why I got into this entire field. I'm just fascinated by the body. And I've always called it the eighth wonder of the world. And I just think it's just amazing. And so I'm always looking at people. I'm looking at their posture. Let's say when a client comes into the office, I'm looking at how they walk in the office. I'm looking at how they sit down. I'm looking at their eye contact. I'm looking at, again, the skin. I'm looking at, their teeth. If their nose pulls off to the right, if they're bow-legged. I mean, every single thing about a human tells you about the inner workings of their body. And I mean everything. There's not a single thing on a human's body that will not give you information. It's a roadmap. And so I think this is one of the things I get the most excited about. So I talked about that. I got into just that topic of body talk and what that means. And even doing muscle testing, we've talked about that a couple times as a group. And I love muscle testing. And I think Brian actually brought that up one time, and when we're not on the show and afterwards, it's like, hey, did you muscle test that? Yeah, I got a yes on that. I got a no on that. So that's the topic that I selected, and then I'm gonna go into for the next couple. I've already done two shows on it. There's probably at least another three more. So that's what I talked about this week.
Nice. I love that body talk. So,
It's a fun
Dr.
one.
J, right, exactly, right. It's just this is the cool stuff where it's immediately applicable for people who are listening into the show. It's like, hey, this is what I loved. Like Nikolai, I have this book floating around here somewhere. I just bought my fourth time because everybody keeps taking it off my shelves. The Between Heaven and Earth by Harriet Benfield, on traditional
Ooh.
Chinese medicine. Let's do that maybe next week. Can you remind me? Because they have some great questions in there to help people understand Chinese medicine, but by asking that question of themselves. You know what I mean? So
Oh, nice.
because you can find out, what element are you, and what might be in balance versus out of balance with how they've asked these questions. And it's a great way to learn Chinese medicine and seeing the world, from a little bit
Yeah.
different perspective. It's more body talk. It's all like we have all the answers within. We just got to understand and be able to interpret the information that's
Yeah. Well, you got to speak the
coming from.
language.
You
Yeah.
know it, right? You know it
Yeah,
100%.
exactly.
And so, Dr. J, how about you? What did you talk about this?
Well, I talked about ways to detox and cleanse from our polluted environment because daily we're bombarded with toxins in our environment. So daily we should be doing something to help our body cleanse of those, detox of those types of things. So we talked about cleansing and detoxing and the difference between the two. But there's things you can do every day. And I started just making notes in my day. What am I doing that's helping my body handle all the toxins? And it was huge. Every day I'm doing so many things. I thought, I want to share these with everybody. So I did and added a whole bunch more, talked about things to do daily, maybe weekly, monthly, yearly, the importance of sleep, and things that are accessible to everyone every day. Sleep, laughter, sunshine, dry brush massage. I mean, super simple things like that that will stimulate a lymphatic system to move, exercise, yoga, music. There's so many things that can help us every day combat the toxins that we are experiencing every day. So that was what mine was about. And we talked about foods and drinks and things like that that you can just include on a regular basis to help, war on the pollution in our environment.
Jenna, what's like the top three things that you do on that list?
Oh, the top three. Well, I think it's probably the first three things I do when I get up, other than go to the bathroom. Other than that, which is a detox, right? Stretch. I get outside barefoot in the grass, and I get in the sunshine, and I stretch, and I pray, and I just do, movement. And so I'm doing so many things all at once. So those are probably my very favorite. Some sort of movement outside and the sunshine and some quiet time, some sort of meditation, prayer time. So those are probably my favorite. But then throughout the whole day, what I eat or dry brush massage or there's so many things I put on my skin, right? That helps as well. Coconut oil. How about you? What do you have some favorites that you do every
Oh,
day?
me?
Yes.
Well, I love the first three ones that you mentioned. I think all three of us do that. So those were great. If those are the only three things people did,
Right.
they would be
Oh,
so much better off.
absolutely.
Yeah, very similar. And I mentioned that I hang upside down in the morning.
Oh, that's
That's
right.
really
That's
good
right. I
for
remember that.
prolapsed organs. I do that. But a
So
lot of skin stuff too. I do
good.
similar dry brushing, and I make up an oil blend every day, and I mix it with like a couple of different carrier oils, and I put that on every day. And it's not just it's the ritual of it. Sometimes I need the ritual of it more than I actually need the application, if that makes sense, because it's just the smells and the scents and doing something good for yourself, and it feels really good to do that. So
Oh, I
anyways,
totally get it.
yeah. And same thing, like, I always make sure I have something with a greens powder, always, whether it's a smoothie or just throw it in water. That
Constantly.
would be,
Lemon, also lemons,
yeah,
all
I make a lemon ginger tea every morning that I
the
drink.
time.
So It's just the way we be. It's funny when somebody asks us these questions, what do? I have to really stop and think about it because it's so ingrained
So
and I've been
natural.
doing
And
it for
that's what we want for
decades.
everybody, right? We want everybody
Yeah,
natural
exactly.
to
So
get
it's
stuff.
just the way it is. So
So
Dr.
wait,
Apes, we have
Nicola,
time.
what you're telling me is you don't wake up and the first thing you do is go and have coffee. That's you don't get in go and get in like start go to Starbucks. It's not the first thing you do every morning. Are you kidding me?
Well, no, you well, so Henry, I don't have a coffee, but I have three Red Bulls. Just kidding. Couldn't resist.
No, I never have coffee, so there we go. There's that.
Yeah, right.
And then I drink my, what is that ridiculous name of that water, death liquid or liquid death or
Oh, liquid
who
death.
on earth would, why? I mean, God. Anyways,
I just
so
saw some of that. I
I have
saw
my
some of that
liquid
at
death.
Sprouts, which you know what I mean? Sprout stocks, all that. I'm like, who's putting this in?
Thumbs
Like,
down.
why would that be
Thumbs
at
down.
Sprouts or at Whole Foods or anything like that? It should be automatic. No, thank you. Just
Yeah,
on name
yeah.
alone, right?
Totally.
That's why
We
I
saw
like
this
going to
at our,
those.
I want to say, we
That's why I
saw
like.
this at our local hardware store, and we told them, we're like, have you read this? Do you see what this says on it? Like, even just the concept alone, oh, you're going to sell your soul for a can of water. They didn't know. And the next time we went in there, it was removed. Like, oh,
Oh,
way to go,
nice. Right? Way to go, hardware
nice.
store. I want you to have my money.
That's right. Yeah,
That's
we said we won't come here anymore if you can do this. And they took it off. They're like, oh, we didn't know. And so, yay, good for them. Dr. H, do
well.
we have time to talk
I'm
about
gonna do
nerve
that up
gel?
at the Sprouts. I'm gonna go and do that and sit with down to I'm like, look, this needs to come off your shelf.
Agree.
You know what I
Good.
mean? We can't support this company. This is insane, right?
Yeah. That's why I
We
like the kind of the boutique-y mom and pop grocery stores that
decisions
are
can be
not a
made
lot of them
really
left
fast,
around, but
right? Yeah.
like natural grocers and
Yeah.
yeah. So
Dr. J, what were
support
you saying?
those. I was going to say, I was asking if we have time before the first break to hear about your show.
Oh, yeah. Well, shoot. What did I talk about?
Yes.
Oh, we're doing a series on electric nutrition right now.
Ooh.
You know, with the whole thing that we're doing on grounding as the best shield against EMFs, like we're, to me, I'm like, we are just proving that more and more and more every day. We're getting so many crazy positive responses to the grounding sleep system that we've put out there. Like people are like, I am dreaming again. I'm having great dreams. I'm waking up refreshed. What we're learning about it is that when we get people out of the alternating current state, where they're volt, when you're in an EMF field and you're not grounded, everybody, your voltage potential becomes AC, alternating current. It goes up. And what you have to know is your alternating current voltage potential should be zero at all times. So when that goes up, you're clearly experiencing alternating current, even if it's just through the EMFs that you're around. But that alternating current greatly disturbs your cell function. It starts and stops and starts and stops and starts and stops and starts and stops your cell function. So when you're spending all this money on high-level supplements, like hopefully Global Healing, hopefully Janazol All Natural, hopefully Artist Labs, when you're spending your hard-earned money on great supplementation, it's still being put into a body where the cells trying to utilize that are going through a stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start pattern. And when you are in stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start mode, how effective is your work going to be? If you had to stop every minute of work and then come back a minute later and pick up where you left off, how good is your work going to be by the end of that day? It's going to be messed up. And that's what the body is experiencing. So when you are grounding, when you are earthing, something incredible is happening. That AC voltage potential vanishes instantly. It's gone. And now your body gets to work in the state that God made it, which is direct current, which is slow and steady and moves in one direction and doesn't change polarity. And now what happens for your body is your cells get to work continually. So when you're on a grounding sleep system, the amazing thing that happens for you healers is your body gets 8, 9, 10, however long you're sleeping, hours of continuous healing going on. So now what we're seeing again, since these damn 5G towers came on, for the first time, we're seeing natural medicine working uninterrupted again. And this is the key thing, and people are feeling better. I told this story, Dr. J, Nicola, and we'll end it here and take a break. But I am so overjoyed with the early returns. One of my favorite people in the world, one of the folks that one of my students, I work with him a lot, Adam out of United Kingdom. You know, people have heard his story. He's very vocal about the shots and how that much they've jacked him up. This man walked 5 miles over the weekend for the first time in 2 years. Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Five
That's a
miles.
testament.
He didn't know he was going to be able to do that. Well, I just talked to him today. Guess what he did today, a couple of days later? He walked 5 miles again, 10 minutes
Wow.
faster.
Wow.
So something
Wow, that's
good is
incredible.
going on here. And this is what I've been saying is like, I think we can attribute this regression phenomenon a lot to the exposure to these EMFs. So if you haven't done so already, go to healingfortheages.com, go to energetichealthinstitute.org, either one, get the free EMF guide on how you're going to deal with EMFs and everything. We put this out. It's awesome. There's two wonderful videos that you get to watch for free, explaining things, showing you what's going on using multimeters. The thing we've done, folks, that's a little different than everybody else that I'm really proud of, we're showing what happens to the human body in the EMF field. We're not just measuring EMFs and going, oh, well, let's speculate and see how it could jack up the body. No, we can prove definitively by measuring what's happening to the body when we are grounded and when we are not, and what the difference is between the two. And now we can start explaining the phenomenon of why grounding and earthing is so crucially important for you in this day and age of 5G towers and 5G and all this other EMF nonsense. That's all the time we got for this segment. We'll be right back after the break. Come on back. We got a great class today on tetanus and something else we want to start for you to start being aware of. We'll share what that thing that you need to be aware of is right after the break. I'll be back with more of the Healing Radio right after these messages.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to americaoutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
All right, healers, welcome back. Couple things that we wanted to do is first, I wanted to piggyback on Nicola, what you had said earlier about your morning routine, because I've been doing a morning routine that I used to do 20 years ago. I brought it back and it's really been working out for me. When I wake up in the morning, Dr. J, I do what you do. I go number two. That's the first thing, right? I want to be able to really, you know, give a high five to the sticker on my truck that I pooped today. I actually do have that sticker on my truck, everybody. It says I pooped today. I want to make sure I take care of that. That's my first order of business, everybody, right? got to go to the office. Okay.
I want one of those stickers.
It's a great, I'm buying a whole bunch of them. I will make sure you all get them because this is my favorite sticker to put on. It's the most favorite sticker I've ever had on my truck.
Wait, wait, okay. I'm going to get one that says sex poop, but go ahead.
I'm going to see if I can make one just for you on that. Okay.
Apparently just for me.
Just for you. That's yours. What's that? That's Nicola's right there. You know, one of the things that Ayurvedics do, that is the yogis would do from way back, we're talking 3,500 years ago, is after they wake up in the morning, do their asana practice, which is the all the poses that you see and everything. And then at the end, you lie in Shavasana, which is final resting pose. Well, final resting pose, Shavasana, is where they would lie in the sun and allow the sun to hit their solar plexus. And the ancient yogis knew that they had received enough vitamin D, enough rays, energy rays, what Lakovsky would call cosmic rays from the sun when they became aroused. That was the signal. Okay, I'm ready to get up and go and do whatever else I'm supposed to go do. So they were listening to their body and their body was telling them when they had enough of things and they were just paying attention. Now, what I do is I go in the morning, I wake up, go number two, I poop today. And then I go outside, just like Dr. J is saying, and I earth. That's the first thing I do. I'll bring one of my books out. I'm reading, you know, the Electric Body or the Body Electric, whatever Dr. Becker's book is. I take that out in the morning. And right now, and I read at least a chapter in that while I'm making sure the sun is touching my solar plexus and while I'm earthing. And you put that, I bring my holy water out, my home-brewed holy water with me out, and that's my morning, you know, every morning now. And it really does a thing. But what it does for me, healers, is it puts me in a situation where I make sure I'm using my free medicines. So one of the free medicines you have every day, fasting. Make sure you don't eat until you're hungry. Like that is the number one rule. Let your body will tell you when it's time to eat. You're hungry. There you go. I make sure I get my sunning in. I make sure I get my sleep in on my grounding sleep system. And then I make sure I do some earthing on top of it, right? And now what starts happening is I get to spend most of my day with no alternating current voltage potential around my body because I've also grounded my workstation where my computer is and everything. So when I touch my computer, I'm actually touching it right now while I'm on Zoom. I'm touching my computer because now my VAC is going to drop to zero because my computer's grounded. I'm not grounding myself. I grounded my technology that I'm touching.
Now, I'm actually using my ground Lux grounding mat under my computer right now.
See, that's what I'm saying, right? And now what happens is no more tingly, no more EMF toxicity, right? And what's so beautiful, healers.
My phone's on the shungite tile. I feel
it. Yeah, cool. I got my shungite tile right here too, Dr. J, the one you gave me. Got it right here. It stays with me all the time. This is what I carry all my stuff around on. but healers, it's like you can keep using all the technology. We just got to learn how to use it correctly. You know, and now when you use it correctly, now you don't have to worry about it injuring your body because you have eliminated those possibilities, right? That's what's so, or greatly reduced them at the very least. So with that being said, we had one topic we wanted to talk about before we get into tetanus. And this is a teaser for you all of a conversation we are going to have in the very near future. And that conversation is on artificial intelligence. I want to just read something for you. It's from an opinion piece from Scientific American. It was written May 25th, 2023, very recent. I just want to read a segment to you about it because it's a very important conversation. AI is capable of doing some things right now that are terrifying. AI can go from not having played a game like chess to beating the top world champion of all time chess players in 9 hours. That is a very bad idea to think that you're going to control an intelligence that can learn at that capacity, okay? And that is going to be able to predict what you're going to do. And this is the stupidity of humans right now that are creating AI and working on and espousing it and saying, hey, you should put all your stuff into AI and let AI help you out here and help you out. No, I can tell you right now, I will not, under any circumstances, use artificial intelligence, period. I will not participate in training this damn thing to do anything whatsoever at all. Like people have been saying to me, well, we need to fight fire with fire. No, we need to unplug this fire. That's what we need to do with this and burn it. Okay, that's the only thing we need to do. So let me read this to you. It's an opinion piece from Scientific American. Here's why AI may be extremely dangerous, whether it's conscious or not. Written by Tamlin Hunt. Artificial intelligence algorithms will soon reach a point of rapid self-improvement that threatens our ability to control them and possesses great potential risk to humanity. So we're going to have this conversation, healers. I'm studying this right now. This is one of my things I'm nerding out on right now. And what I'm learning is terrifying because there are no rules right now. Nobody's regulating this. Nobody's watching. Everybody's just in this Jurassic Park. We should just do it because we can and not asking, should we, right? So here's a quote. The idea that this stuff, AI, could actually get smarter than people, I thought it was way off. Obviously, I no longer think that, says Geoffrey Hinton, one of Google's top artificial intelligence scientists, also known as, quote unquote, the godfather of AI. He said this after he quit his job in April 2023 so that he can spend the rest of his life warning about the dangers of this technology. And he's not the only one worried. A 2023 survey of AI experts found that 36% fear that AI, artificial intelligence development, may result in a nuclear level catastrophe. Almost 28,000 people have signed on to an open letter written by the Future of Life Institute, including Steve Wozniak, Elon Musk, the CEOs of several AI companies. Now, I find that to be hilarious, right? You're going to call for something on AI, but you're making money off of AI. Please, Elon, save it, right? I've had enough of you too. It goes on to say, they are asking for a six-month pause or moratorium on new advanced AI developments. And the idea with this, healers, is until they can put some Isaac Asimov reins in, some parameters for this technology, try to box it in so it can expand into a place where it can outgrow our control. I got sad news for you. We might already be at that point where it's outgrown our control. So if it needs electricity, what do? Pull the plug. All right. This is where you pull the plug on that and say, you know what? We're not ready for this at all. So anyway, we're going to talk about that in future episodes. So make sure you stay tuned because this is a topic that is paramount. When I talked to Dr. J on Friday to that expert in intelligence, right? And what did I say about AI being like the number one threat? And he was like, yeah, that is the number one threat totally in the entire world. Yes. He agreed instantly that it was the number one threat to humanity right now. That's how serious this is, folks. So anyway, we'll talk about that. And that probably ruined your cornflakes. Don't worry about it. We'll put some more good oat milk back in those cornflakes and perk them up a little bit. Let's talk about tetanus. Now, Dr. J, can you give us some background on why we're talking about tetanus, but what have you learned this week about tetanus? And let's get into a good conversation about it.
Yeah, let's talk about tetanus. So it's more of what I learned many years ago when I contracted tetanus personally. I knew about it, but I didn't know a lot about it. I knew that I wasn't going to get the shots because I'm not really a fan of shots anyway, but I contracted tetanus and it scared me a little bit. So I do know it's a bacteria, and it's interesting because tetanus used to be very widespread during the settling of our country when people, almost everybody had some kind of farmland or some farm animals, nails around, tools. People worked and fixed things themselves. They were outside often. And when you have a combination of dirt and potentially metal, barbed wire, things like that, and animals. When you have that's the three combination that requires tetanus to grow. And so this is a bacterium. It's spores of this bacterium grow, and those three things need to happen. It's this long word. Let me see if I can remember. Does anybody remember Clostridium
Clostridium tetani?
Tetani. That's it. So those spores enter the body through a cut, and then they tend to grow and cause muscle, painful muscle contractions. It's also called lockjaw. Now, these spores are really, they're kind of everywhere in the environment, soil and the surfaces of things, but it's not a problem for us if we just touch it with the surface of our skin protects us, but it's when it gets in an open cut that it can start to multiply and causes some problems. Now, our bodies are equipped for ways to handle this, but knowing that you're experiencing this and knowing what the symptoms could be make all the difference. So I'll share with you how I got it. We have chickens, and my three boys and I were cleaning out our chicken coop. We had, you know, the right clothes on, we had gloves, we had everything, and we're pulling out the old hay and putting in some new hay. We did this often, and I reached my hand way up, and a piece of the chicken wire went through my glove and into my hand. And I pulled it out, immediately came out and washed my hand. And I didn't really see much, barely punctured the skin, put my gloves back on, finished the job. And we all finished, and the chickens had nice fresh hay and it looked really lovely. And it was that night, I'm like, oh, my hand really hurts. I put some colloidal silver on it, but I didn't take any internally. I didn't really do anything else. And then the next day I was traveling, was going to another state, and I was going to be working with this amazing, wonderful, incredible man. He has since passed to heaven. But if anybody knows Dr. Philip Fritchie, who was an ND and a master herbalist, this was my mentor. And I was going to do something with him and his wife and a bunch of other people. We're actually building colloidal silver generators. This is what we were doing. So I was going to do that. And the next day I woke up and there's, you know, my hands swollen and really hot. I'm like, what is going on? I'm still going, like, I'm not missing this. So I get there, and now I have a fever and my joints hurt, and there's a couple streaks going up my hand. I'm like, okay, I, you know, did a quick look up, like, okay, these are the symptoms of tetanus, and I don't receive the shot. So I got there and I told him, and he said, you got your colloidal silver with you? And I said, yes. He goes, well, we're going to be making some too. And so what he did is he had his wife call me. We're at the hotel. He'd call me every 2 hours to take some colloidal silver every 2 hours. And I did. And the next day, streaks were gone. I still felt a little funny. My hand still hurt. The next day after that, I was fine. It was great. And I kept taking colloidal silver. I was doing a few other things too. And I've learned way more since then of things to do. But you know, I had a little vitamin C, had some garlic, had some other antibacterials, since this is a bacterium. And I ate well anyway, got good sleep, other than getting woken up to take the colloidal silver. So that was my first experience with tetanus. And so I thought, great, I had it. My body's going to remember. I'm never going to get it again. Well, I don't think that's accurate. I think I did get exposed to it again. It was just a milder case. I just got joint aches all over. And this was just earlier this week. Of course, I'm barefoot in my yard, and I have a little chicken that's at the end of her life. And she just wants to follow me everywhere I go. She wants to follow me everywhere. I'm in the garden with her, and I stepped on a thorn, got embedded in my foot, ended up pulling it out, immediately washed it, of course, but I continue to walk around barefoot like I normally do. And it wasn't for a couple of days, and I noticed, you know, something was going on. So that's my story of tetanus. I've learned many more things, and I would love to hear what you guys think about tetanus, and I'm happy to share what new things I've learned that are helping me get better very quickly.
Amen. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a short break, right? And then we'll come back. We'll talk, set the stage about the Clostridium tetani, you know, as a anaerobic, meaning it doesn't like oxygen. That's going to give you a little clue, everybody. It doesn't like oxygen. That's going to give you a little clue. And, but I also, Dr. J, wanted to bring up, because some people would be like, well, I got a fella shot, right? So probably not in our audience, but somebody, some hater listening to us, like, we're going to talk about what's in these stupid shots, but you're right. Going to tell me whether, how that helps deal with tetanus, okay, everybody? Because it's a farce on top of a farce. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio. Dr. Jana Schmidt, Nicola Burnett, Nicola Burnett. And I can speak English sometimes. And then we're also going to, we'll just talk about tetanus. I was going to say something else, but let's get out of here. Take a break, listen to the commercials, buy this stuff, and then come back and let's learn about how not to put puncture wounds in the bottom of our feet and stuff like that. Okay, be right back.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX. Because it works.
All right, healers, welcome back. Final segment here. Let's talk about tetanus. So this comes from Mayo Clinic, everybody. Get your notebooks out, right? We're in class. Class one happening. Symptoms. Average time from infection to appearance of signs and symptoms. This incubation period is about 10 days, but it can range from 3 to 21 days. Now, the most common type of tetanus is apparently called generalized tetanus or tetanus, and the signs and symptoms will begin gradually. So what's the difference between a sign and a symptom? A sign is something somebody else can see. A symptom is something somebody feels. So one is subjective, a symptom, one is objective, a sign, okay? Signs and symptoms of tetanus include painful muscle spasms and stiff, immobile muscles, a muscle rigidity like in your jaw. That's where we talk about lockjaw. That's what everybody knows, right? Tension of the muscles around your lips, so you get to purse your lips like that old lady that's had too many lemons in her life. Something that producing a persistent grin. So if you look psychotic like the Joker, you might have tetanus or something. Painful spasms of rigidity in your neck and muscles, difficulty swallowing. Now, this is where it gets really serious. Difficulty swallowing and rigid abdominal muscles are going to suggest an infection of the nerve and inhibiting the autonomic nervous system, especially the parasympathetic. So let's read a little bit more about this. So a couple basic facts, and this comes from the Weston Price Foundation. We love Weston Price Foundation, everybody. First, the basic facts, they say. Tetanus is the name we give to the illness that is caused by the toxins secreted by the bacteria Clostridium tetani, like Dr. J said. This bacterium is an obligate anaerobe, very key right there. That tells us how to kill it, which means that it can only live in the absence of oxygen. So what does that tell us? Oxygen is going to be effective at wiping this damn thing out. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Nicola Burnett. And what ideas does that information now spark potentially within you?
Well, the first thing is breathe, be obvious. And I mean, paying attention to your breathing. And I've never had tetanus, but just doing some breathing techniques would be amazing. And
Also, I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is I'd go in an ozone tent. That's probably the first thing that I would do with somebody, or if I had it. So,
Right. It makes it just
anyways.
makes sense, right? Like, let's
Yeah, I
get
mean,
some
it's
more
just,
oxygen delivered.
yeah, it's just, this is just common sense. This is just practical thinking. So, yep.
But
And
how did we get to that practical thinking? We understood what we were up against, right? We're not guessing around.
right.
It can't live in the presence of oxygen. So that
Right.
means you have to oxygenate the tissues, right? I mean,
Right.
it's just straightforward. Dr. J, how about you? What do you think? What ideas now start percolating once we have a little of information in front of us?
Right. So in my world, oxygenation, I don't have an ozone tent, but I have things that are high in chlorophyll at my fingertips, moringa, liquid chlorophyll. That definitely comes to mind. Infrared saunas, I'm thinking of ways that increase oxygenation in the body, movement, massage, lymphatic drainage. Let's see, what else? What else do you think would be
Hyperbaric.
hyperbaric? Yes.
Hyperbaric. I'd be thinking, if I'm thinking at home, I'm thinking food-grade
Flip.
hydrogen peroxide, because you're going to get that extra oxygen molecule with it, H2O2, so it's going
Right.
to disassociate. So I would just say, I'd be thinking food-grade hydrogen peroxide internally and externally, especially at the site. I would think I'd probably do that immediately. As part of immediate care, like if I had a puncture wound or something, we talk about rusty nail or something like that, I'd be like, okay, well, first thing I'm doing, and I'm going to start doing this with everything, is I'm going to go grab that hydrogen peroxide food grade sitting in my refrigerator all the time, and I'm going to put some of that 6% from Earth Harmony right on the open wound, right? Like, hey, I don't want that closing up. Let's get some of that stuff in there. And then I'm going to take a little internally as well. And let's see if we can knock this out before it even has a chance to set up shop.
Agreed, agreed. And I actually did colloidal silver immediately on the open. I actually tried to make it bleed. So that was one thing, is that further open the wound, and the bleeding, getting it, letting it bleed will help tremendously. But yes, I think hydrogen peroxide is good. And then that makes my mind go to what makes our body make hydrogen peroxide, and I think glucose oxidase. And then that leads me, as most roads lead me, back to the bees. And so bees products are high in glucose oxidase, because that's the enzymes that bees secrete and put in their honey and their bee pollen.
See, that's what's so cool about it, right? As soon as you get that one piece of information and you go,
Yes.
it's an anaerobe, now it's like the whole pharmacopoeia just opened up. I would even throw on to that some bicarbonate, because we know that bicarbonate is going to improve the chloride shift in red blood cells and improve red blood cells being able to oxygenate the tissue. I would be thinking about cordyceps, because we know cordyceps are going to improve oxygenation in the tissue as well. And now we start talking about, okay, this is nothing to be afraid of when you understand what it is. Nicola, you have some new ideas. I see them percolating in your head. What are you thinking about right now?
Something you said, what was it?
I don't know. I say a lot.
Oh, I was just thinking, somebody said red light therapy. Jen, I think you said red light therapy
Perfect.
is
Yeah,
another good
totally.
one. And I forgot, I carry a red laser on me, and it's pretty amazing. And that was like also one of the first things that I would do if that happens, is I just pull the laser out and start lasering the site immediately. I do that all the time, and I forgot about that.
It
But
makes total sense, right?
yeah.
Start lasering it. I would even say, like, if you had access to a rifle machine, right? I'm sure there's a frequency setting specifically for tetanus. We looked through Royal
There
Rife's
is.
notebooks, and he was very clear about how what frequency sets we saw his handwriting in his notebooks on how he was destroying tetanus with just specific frequencies. I mean, and that's it's in a you can get access to that yourselves, folks. There's a book that Stephen Ross has put together. I think it's called The Nemoscope, and it has the published works of some of the excerpts out of Royal Rife's personal notebook on this. But it's like, look at how many things we just listed off. Can we count them off real quick? So what was the first, what were the things you said, Dr. J?
Well, chlorophyll, dark green leafy, like moringa, and glucose oxidase. So that's bee pollen and honey, colloidal silver, high vitamin C. Yeah, those are my favorites.
That's seven right there. This thing doesn't stand a chance. Okay. There's right. nothing to be afraid of. Nicola, how many things did you say too?
I mentioned breathing right. techniques, ozone, exercise. Red laser. Oh yeah. And Jana, you also recommended red light therapy.
Yeah, so that's 10 total right there, everyone. You throw on hyperbaric oxygen, you throw on the food grade hydrogen peroxide, you throw on the Rife machine, that's 13. You throw on maybe some, I don't know, some ancient bacteria. You know, some archaea is going to be warranted right here. That's 14.
Potentially an ionic foot bath.
Ionic foot bath, perfect. Right
I'm
there.
Do that
that's 15 right Ooh, there. Good. We haven't even talked about vitamin D to stimulate the immune system.
Right. Or right? all the antibacterials that we could list for days on end. Oil of oregano and garlic. And oh my like, goodness.
We're easily in God's medicine at 20 right now. Okay, so then we take one more quick dive, everybody. So how does this work? How does this Clostridium tetany really work? Well, it produces a neurotoxin, and that neurotoxin is going to be very unique. I'm going to read this. This comes from Science Direct. It says the tetanus toxin, this is by Paul Fishman. Let's always make sure we're giving people credit for their work, everybody. I can't stand when we don't give people credit for their work. Tetanus toxin has a unique mechanism of action in a manner similar to the botulinum neurotoxin, or I should say neurotoxin. Tetanus toxin is initially bound at the presynaptic terminals of the neuromuscular junction. Guess what I just thought of right there? As soon as you hear it's bound to a presynaptic terminal, so a receptor. Nicotine. Some nicotine, maybe we're going to have a little opportunity to compete. Now, I don't have any research to support that yet, but maybe we'll do a quick search, right? Folks, we'll go and do a quick search, and I'm going to say tetanus.
And nicotine.
This is all I'm doing in DuckDuckGo.
I love this. I love it. I was passing my neem tree, and neem has that same nicotinic actions as, you know, the nicotine does, and I just started chewing the neem leaves, but I was just doing it for fun. But maybe my body knew.
Well, they're doing something weird. I see nicotine vaccines to treat tobacco dependence. Why don't you smoke if you're going to do that? That's safer. Smoking is safer than that, right? But well, we can look up some other stuff. We didn't really even
wow.
think of it. But for nicotine, I know that's a wow.
Vaccines? Are you kidding
nicotine
me?
Vaccine? Here, let's have a sex vaccine too. Everything is in a shot. So, but it says here, this is where it goes. Unlike the botulinum neurotoxin, the tetanus toxin is then transported by motor neurons to the spinal cord. In the spinal cord, tetanus toxin is then transferred to inhibitory presynaptic terminals surrounding those motor neurons. So it's going to mess up how your muscles work, how your nervous system communicates with your muscles, right? The toxin then destroys a vesicular synaptic membrane protein, otherwise known as VAMP, because that's a thing, resulting in inactivation of inhibitory neurotransmission that normally suppresses motor neuron and muscle activity, right? So what are they saying here? This is the point I wanted to make, everybody, about this tetanus toxin. Guess what it is? It's a protein.
It's a protein.
It's Definitely. Just a protein. Yeah. So what does that mean? We want to use enzyme therapy as well with it. We want to break down that toxin. Oh, I should put that back on screen for everybody. We want to break that toxin down. So this is where you start looking at the bromelains, the papains. You want to look at the serrapeptases. You want to look at some enzymes. So now, just off the top of our head, looking at this, healers, is there any reason for you to be afraid of Clostridium tetany? No.
No.
You just bring it oxygen. And then understand, what is it making? It's manufacturing a protein that is going to be really problematic for your nervous system. Well, how do you break proteins down? Proteolytic enzymes. and you take them on an empty stomach. And now, especially when you initiate treatment, as soon as you think you've contracted, what happens? Your body becomes inhospitable when you have a lot of oxygen and alkalinity in your tissues. Your body becomes inhospitable to the Clostridium setting up shop. That's what you're doing when you're really dealing with this. You're making sure your body, why do you think Dr. Jana Schmidt fought it off so quickly? Because her body is not the place it wants to live, because it can't live there. There's too much oxygen. There's too much light and life in her body. It doesn't stand a chance. We got a couple minutes here. Final thoughts. Let's go Nicola Burnett first. Final thoughts on this one.
You know, this may seem unrelated, but I was just at the grocery store and I had my basket and somebody behind me and somebody in front of me. And I looked down at my basket and for some reason, I don't know why, it just dawned on me. I looked down and it was all vegetables. I had a piece of salmon in there that I bought. And so anyways, just you were saying that, well, why could this with some colloidal silver, why did this not get worse in Jana's body? Well, it has a lot to do with how she lives. Mm-hmm. Folks.
there you go. It didn't have an environment to be able to do that.
Exactly. You know? So there's more that went into it before she even contracted or got exposed to this. I mean, if Jana was 400 pounds and lived at McDonald's, I don't think colloidal silver would have helped her out the way that it did.
Not that quickly, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's that thing we have the saying in Black culture. It's kind of funny. You stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
That's good.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
You know, that's what it is, right? I mean, look at her lifestyle. It promotes an environment that is healthy for her and at the same time completely inhospitable to anything that might try to parasitically take advantage of that, right? So that's where it's at. Dr. J, we got 30 seconds. What are you thinking?
I just want to encourage everyone to go down those rabbit holes and look and read and find some good sources. I just looked up, like I was thinking neem. Why did I chew the neem leaves? I just looked up one of my favorite National Innovation Foundation and Green Med Info. And I just said herbal treatment for tetanus and neem pops up. You crush the leaves. You put your feet in the injury in the soak. So I just want to encourage everybody not to be afraid of those deep dive research and those rabbit trails. It's really fun. It's amazing the things that you discover about yourself and about health and healing, and it's something you can carry for a lifetime. So I just want to encourage everyone to go along this research journey of health with us.
Amen. And what I'm going to say is we're going to start bringing up Green Med Info as we do these Friday classes, because I got a free account. I'm not a free account. I pay for the account. I got a membership account to it. But we love the work Sayer G has been doing throughout his career with it, and it's such a great repository for us. So healers, that's all the time we got for today. We got a jam. I think we're a little bit over time. Wanted to give a quick blessing and be out of here. Hope you enjoyed this format today. This is the direction we want to go. Okay. May God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. And may we have and be open to receiving such a blessing when it finds us. On behalf of everyone here, Healing for the Ages and the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network, we say to you aloha and adios.